The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRA News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The latest confrontation between Israel and Gaza militants, now in its second day, Israeli jets have been hitting terrorist targets in Gaza, even as the terrorists continue to pummel southern Israel with a barrage of rocket attacks targeting civilians, as they always do. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her Asia trip was not meant to provoke China.
We have said from the start that our representation here is not about changing the status quo here in Asia, changing status quo in Taiwan.
In Dallas, CPAC 2022 continues, attracting conservative activists from around the country and around the world. And the focus of the conference this year is on fall's midterm election. CPAC 2022 continues through the weekend, and a highlight of the gathering, former President Trump is set to be the keynote speaker later today. This is SRN News.
Mike Gallagher has it figured out.
The last thing you want to do is to raise taxes in the middle of a recession, because that would just take more demand out of the economy and put businesses in a further hole.
After they've said over and over again, you never raise taxes during a recession. They think they've got it figured out. Just don't call it a recession.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot. You could win a $1,000 Williams-Sonoma shopping spree. Just share one of your go-to recipes with us for your chance to win. It's Your Favorite Recipe Sweepstakes, Volume 2. Sign up once a day at AM1280ThePatriot.com. Your weather today, thunderstorms, high of 82. Thunderstorms continue into tonight. We got a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow and a high of 75. Hour 1 of the Narn with Mitch Berg is next.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue. The show that's making talk radio great again, let's be honest. The Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, 5 days a week for 20 years now, along with my colleagues, Mr. D? Who else? Jeff Kuba. That's right. At First Ringer, bringing you 5 mornings a week the best information that we can, or the best information that grabs our fancy. Either way, we do it every morning. And it's essentially my show prep here, so what the heck, let's all enjoy it. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, of course, the closer edition is tomorrow. Brad Carlson, I'm the headliner edition today from 1 to 3. The new guy, Jack Tomczak, up from 3 to 5 today. And the closer, Brad Carlson, back off assignment tomorrow for the first time in a month. He'll be talking about what he found when he was out gallivanting all about the world here on assignment, enjoying life as a top-flight talk show host. At any rate, we got a big show coming up today. We're going to be talking later on this hour with Todd Cruz, who is the GOP-endorsed candidate in District 53A. That's the southeast suburbs of St. Paul, talking about some of the issues that are affecting that rapidly growing, rapidly changing part of the Twin Cities. And, of course, next hour, we're going to be talking with Tad Jude, who is running. And this is an important one, folks. He is running for Hennepin County Attorney. And when people think about primaries in Minnesota, I mean, unless you are heavily involved in politics, you might not know what primaries are for, why they are important, and why they exist even. Now, in some places, in some races, for example, the Attorney General's race, where Jim Schultz is running against Doug Wardlow, Jim Schultz, the endorsed candidate, it's basically a take back that a candidate can do if they don't want to honor the party's endorsement and they want to try and get on the ballot anyway, which is what Doug Wardlow is doing to try and get past Jim Schultz, who was endorsed by the GOP to run for attorney general. I will support the endorsed candidate. Nothing against Doug Wardlow personally. I've spoken at many fundraisers for him, but this is a race where I think we need to go with the endorsed candidate with any luck at all here. In Hennepin County, there's another whole wrinkle to it. In Hennepin County, to get on the ballot in November, you have to finish in the top two this Tuesday. There are seven candidates running for Hennepin County attorney. Mary Moriarty, a former public defender, is currently the DFL's front runner, along with Ryan Winkler. You heard that right. The person who called one of the most distinguished jurists of the last 100 years, Uncle Tom. But he's not the front runner. He will likely be staying in the Minnesota House here after Tuesday. On the other hand, Mary Moriarty, a public defender by training and trade and history, which we saw how wonderfully that worked in San Francisco, didn't we? At any rate, Tad Jude, a good Republican running on a law and order platform, has to get on the ballot. So if you live in Hennepin County, you need to get to the polls on Tuesday. This is not your typical snoozer of a primary where nothing of consequence gets decided. If you favor law and order in Hennepin County, this is the time. I don't want to go through and give a speech like, I don't know, Kurt Russell in the first couple minutes or in the last before the big game in the movie Miracle. But this is the time. If it never mattered before, having a conservative Republican law and order vote in Hennepin County, by Godfrey, it matters this Tuesday. If you live in Hennepin County, get out to the polls. Now, if you live anywhere in Minnesota within the sound of my voice, yes, get out to the polls Tuesday anyway and vote for the candidates you support. I personally am going to be pulling the lever for Jim Schultz for attorney general. You can follow your conscience on this. If I lived in the greater Stillwater area, I would be voting for the endorsed candidate, Mark Bischofsky. If you support the challenger, by all means, let me know. I'd love to have a discussion with you about that. Hopefully that'll all be settled in favor of the endorsed candidate, Mark Bischofsky, on Tuesday here. Fingers crossed. Anyway, if you live in Hennepin County, again, it is essential you get out to the polls and vote for Tad Jude on Tuesday, because Hennepin County needs your help. This is beyond the Hennepin County bureaucracy or the DFL establishment in Minneapolis, or for that matter, the Kenwood and Linden Hills crowd that manages things. Oh, by the way, get out and vote for Cece Davis, also in CD5. I believe she has a primary challenge. It shouldn't be that big of a deal, but every vote helps. Her vote will matter most likely in November here. Cece Davis for U.S. Congress in CD5. Hennepin County needs the help, though. This past Tuesday, an apparent teenager was shot and killed on the Nicollet Avenue light rail platform. This was Tuesday afternoon in broad daylight, just at the beginning of afternoon rush hour, during a Twins game, when people, families, are on their way to and from Twins Stadium, Target Field, to watch the Twins. A teenage boy fatally shot downtown in broad daylight at the Nicollet Mall light rail station, just before the Twins game. This is according to Rebecca Brannon, who does the reporting most of the Twin Cities media just won't. This boy, a juvenile, a teenager, is the city's 53rd homicide. That's 53 homicides. Minneapolis is well on track to pass last year's tying of the great dismal record from the Murderapolis years, and summer is nowhere near over here yet. And the DFL establishment in Minneapolis made it very, very clear where their priorities lay as this boy, this teenager, apparently shot by someone who knew him. I mean, let's be honest, there's some nefarity going on in the background. I think the record will show that. But as this boy lay dying, bleeding out on the Nicollet light rail platform in front of the posh Soo Line building, in front of the ritzy Fifth Street Towers office tower, in the middle of what used to be a fairly upmarket part of downtown Minneapolis, what were the elites of Minneapolis doing? coping with the fact that Laura Ingraham was in town talking with Tucker Carlson about the crime problem in Minneapolis, which, rest assured, doesn't really exist. And by the way, you're a racist if you talk about it. You're probably from the suburbs and afraid to come to St. Paul or Minneapolis. Anyway, I have this one, by the way, out with Minneapolis progressives on the average of once or twice a week lately. Sometimes it seems like Minneapolis progressives, when they hear people say, I don't like to go into Minneapolis anymore, they say, well, you probably never come in here anyway, actually. You probably live out in Fridley, and you're afraid to come into the city. Well, we live here. Well, I live in St. Paul, a neighborhood that has its own crime problems, by the way, thanks to people like you, Mr. Whoever you are. But I'm not going to name names. That would be dumb. But I just got to say, if you look behind these people, if they have the integrity to actually reveal an identity that and anything about themselves, you'll find that they live in places like Longfellow or Lake Nokomis or Linden Hills or west of Lake Harriet or way up in Northeast, places that really aren't so much the city as they are an urban life theme park for young college-educated, white, upper-middle-class, semi-professionals and members of the nonprofit industrial complex to feel like they've earned their urban spurs. Of course, they won't go between downtown and Minnehaha Parkway after 4 p.m. They'll be found in the microbreweries up along University Avenue Northeast or probably, goodness, wherever the hipsters go these days. But Hennepin County is in dire need of help. And it goes beyond that. Not only were they Minnesota's Minneapolis's progressive, quote, elites, end quote, more concerned about Laura Ingraham than yet another black teenager shot dead by yet another black teenager. Apparently, an arrest was made fairly quickly. We'll give Minneapolis that much. We'll see if there's a charge of any sort up against them here. I think murder might be a little far even for to go in Minneapolis, that you never know. They were also in Minneapolis. The city council was saying, yeah, we're going to find the funding that it takes to make sure that Minnesota is an abortion destination. You see, they know what matters in Minneapolis. They got their priorities straight. The idea is, of course, if people were to stop talking about crime somehow in the city of Minneapolis, it wouldn't be a problem. It's easy, by the way, I know full well that the vast majority of this audience, being conservatives, likely doesn't live in Minneapolis or St. Paul proper. That's fine. I mean, the left has chased most, and when I say the left, I mean their tax policies, their crime policies, their criminal justice policies, their education policies have prompted an awful lot of good, solid conservative folks to look for greener pastures financially, criminologically, socially, educationally, elsewhere in the state, or for that matter, elsewhere in the nation. This is nothing new. But when you hear from people who say, hey, you're actually from the burbs, you never come down here anyway, you have no right to talk about this, or even worse, the people who, and I kid you not, these people exist, I have talked to them, the people who say, hey, you think you have a right to go wherever you want to? There's parts of the city you just shouldn't go to. You just have no right to be there. They exist, ladies and gentlemen. I remember these people talking during the carry permit debate back in 2003, saying, all right, well, you think, what do you think? You have a right to go anywhere you want, wherever you, whenever you want to go there? What? What is this madness? And my response was, well, yeah, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I should be able to go where I want, when I want to, without being afraid for my life, my property, or my freedom. It seems radical, doesn't it? I know that most of you are like that. We cannot give up places like Minneapolis and St. Paul. it's tempting to give up on them. But as we're going to talk about with Tad Jude next hour, there are people there who are slowly getting the word. They're slowly waking up to the rabbit hole that the DFL has led them down. Will this be the year when enough of them break from the cult to make it matter? Well, that's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
International travel is open again. So now is the perfect time for that trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. A trip to the Holy Land will bring you face to face with one of the most fascinating countries on earth. More than just a vacation, this meaningful trip is your opportunity to enjoy the freedom to travel again, walking the ancient streets of Jerusalem where Jesus walked, sailing the Sea of Galilee, and floating in the mineral-rich Dead Sea with its healing and rejuvenating power. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza, along with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, personally invite you to experience Israel with them this November. To book your trip to Israel, log on to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Then call 855-565-5519 to secure your spot. Call today, 855-565-5519.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Pick it up or take it out, RackShackToGo.com or RackShackDelivery.com. It's so easy. Hey, you've been working hard. Half the staff is gone and your crew needs a lift. Go to RackShackToGo.com for pickup or RackShackDelivery.com and we'll bring it out to you.
It's America's food and the right thing to do. Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Need new windows but don't want to sit through long, high-pressure sales calls? I get it. What if I told you you could get competitive quotes from three contractors after one short meeting with me on any window brand? And it's all free. Visit My Three Quotes online. That's My Three Quotes.
Welcome back, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Don't forget Mark Levin. The show's so nice, we play it twice. That's once every day at 8 to 11 here on AM 12A, The Patriot, and 5 to 8 p.m. on our sister station, AM 15's Freedom 1570. Thank you very much. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, of course, right now, the Twin Cities' longest-lasting conservative talk show in the history of Twin Cities radio, and pulling away from the pack, really. Think about all the conservative shows that have gone before. We beat them all, and there's a good reason for that. At any rate, talking the previous segment about Minneapolis and the imperative to try to push back against the rot that's been overtaking Minnesota's largest city, really largest cities, St. Paul isn't doing much better, although I will say it to the city that's been my adopted home for the last 20 plus years. The city of St. Paul is a little less dismally stupid, at least in law enforcement circles, than the Minneapolis we all know. And by the way, I say this with all due respect to Minneapolis's police department. It's the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. And that seems to be the big problem here. And, of course, the city council that has done so much damage. Led, of course, over the past 4 years, much of the last 4 years, up until this last council cycle started, by Councilwoman Lisa Bender, a woman who I just think this is absolutely hilarious. This is a report I heard from a friend of mine who said that Lisa Bender, who lived in Minneapolis, in one of the leafier, greenier parts of Minneapolis, you know, one of the parts where white progressives with degrees from McAllister go when they get their job with the nonprofit industrial complex, yeah, Powderhorn Park, Longfellow, Seward, the place that used to be kind of edgy and Tony and now has lots of really nice coffee shops. You know the type I'm talking about here. She was the one who famously said, and by the way, who I've reminded you many times over the last 2 years, said in public that expecting law and order, expecting public safety for the tax money that you spend and spend and spend and spend is a privilege. To which every taxpayer in Minneapolis should respond, yes, ma'am, it is a privilege I pay for through the nose to your worthless city government to perform one of its very few unambiguously legitimate jobs, enforce the law fairly and impartially. Well, that's all very, very quaint. Of course, Lisa Bender, who said law and order was a privilege, proved it by getting private security at her home at the price of about $1,300 taxpayer dollars a day, along with a number of other city council people who got the same cool, what's the term? Oh, yeah, privilege. Now, Lisa Bender, a woman who came up through the nonprofit industrial complex, went on to become one of the most powerful elected officials in Minneapolis, declaring that law and order is a privilege for all of us mere proles and plebs, moved to Minnetonka after she retired from the Minneapolis City Council, after she left office. Huh, go figure. I wonder if the crowd that says, hey, you're just from Fridley, you shouldn't have opinions about Minneapolis, is going to riff on her for that. Gonna guess not. I'm going to go out on a short, sturdy limb and take a run at that here. The primary is coming up on Tuesday again. Get out. If you live in Hennepin County, vote for Tad Jude. I'm endorsing a candidate here. I rarely do that. We'll be talking with Tad after the top of the hour here, talking about his race for Hennepin County Attorney, a race that would seem quixotic under normal times here. But these are not normal times. You have people in Minneapolis who are complaining about things like this. A woman in the Phillips neighborhood, for those of you who don't live in the city, Phillips is the part of Minneapolis between I-94, or really the south part of downtown, down to Lake Street, and from I-35 over to the Hiawatha Railroad Yards, basically over to Hiawatha Avenue. A part of Minneapolis that used to be more dangerous than the north side 30, 35 years ago is merely just a difficult, rather crime-ridden neighborhood right now. But all that goes up must come back down, apparently. It's Minneapolis, after all. A woman in the Phillips neighborhood of South Minneapolis this past week spent some time describing the break-ins and arson that followed her criticizing a neighborhood, quote, homeless camp. This was covered by Liz Collin at Alpha News, who I quote, this would not happen in Kenwood. This would not happen in Lowry Hill and Linden Hills. This would not happen by the lake. We're on our 18th camp in a 6x6 neighborhood. The homeowner told us, Alpha News, when explaining the last 2 years. She's fearful for her safety after what happened to her home. It's why Alpha News, by the way, didn't show the woman's face or use her actual name. She went out of town and came home to a horrible scene 2 weekends ago. Every room in her house where she's lived for 20 years was ransacked, gone over with a fine-tooth comb. Quote, everything destroyed and torn apart. Doors kicked in. Everything I own was trashed, stolen, bags of stuff stolen and taken out of the house, she said. She believes it was retaliation for speaking out about homeless encampments in the neighborhood. Now, we've seen these flyers. I've talked about these flyers on this program in the past. Flyers that, quote, homeless activists who are, by the way, almost inevitably white, upper middle class, 20, early 30-something, not always, but college overeducated, well, overschooled, undereducated, far left progressives are leaving around these neighborhoods, around these camps, saying, hey, if these camps aren't safe, either are you. If these camps aren't allowed to proceed unmolested, then you won't be either. Well, they mean it, folks. This is not just idle jabbering. The woman may be anonymous, but she knows how, exactly how things work in a modern, woke city like Minneapolis. Back to Liz Collin, quote, the woman was candid about what's gone on, quote, so when the city talks about equity in every breath they say, quote, in the eyes of equity, end quote, I'll just say it's baloney. Because if it was in the eyes of equity, they would be containing crime here in the Phillips community, the woman said. By the way, I posted the entire story with Liz Collin at shotinthedark.info this past week, a story called Justice. I believe I posted it on Wednesday. The woman's house was burned out. There were three houses burned down last week in the Phillips neighborhood, apparently by people from the homeless encampment, allegedly by people who were retaliating for speaking out against the homeless encampment. Now, this is the sort of thing where things start to get really ugly. We've talked about this on this program before. We're going to talk about it again. People pay good money, hard-earned money in taxes to city governments to do one thing. City governments take on a lot of jobs. Some jobs that are legitimately theirs, one might say, taking care of streets, maintaining sewers, keeping the traffic lights running. Okay, fine. We'll give them that much. But there is one unambiguously legitimate job they have, and that is enforcing public order, public safety, the laws, impartially and equally across all strata of society. Because without that, you have no prosperity. You can't prosper. You can't invest in a place where your investment isn't safe. Ask the homeowners whose houses were burned out, three of them, side by side by side in Phillips. Not Beirut, not in a Manila junkyard, Minneapolis. Houses burned, apparently in retaliation for speaking out against the homeless encampments. People aren't getting the law and order they're paying for. It's the one unambiguously legitimate job city government has, and they're not delivering it. They're not following through on it. And I'm reminded of this by the death a few weeks ago of Ray Liotta, who starred in the classic movie, the classic gangster movie Goodfellas, who, when talking about the history of the mob, said that it was something that underrepresented people, Italians, the Irish, and so forth, did when they came to America and couldn't trust law enforcement. They formed their own groups to enforce order. Now, the order they enforced was neither fair nor just, unless you were in with the mob. But it was an order. And it was preferable to being victimized by some measures. And if you're a modern American, you probably don't think twice about this, because we all grew up in a society where you could count on law and order being enforced more or less impartially, imperfectly, certainly, but enforced. But those days are gone in places like Minneapolis, to a lesser extent St. Paul, to a great extent in every major blue blighted city. Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Newark, Cleveland, Cincinnati. I could keep going. You get the drill. You get the drift. If city government, with the help of people like, God willing, after Tuesday and after November 8th, Thad Jude, don't start enforcing the laws for real, don't start enforcing public safety for real, not just the lip service that Governor Flanagan and Mr. Klink have been making about it for the past couple of weeks to try and shore up their apparently catastrophic poll numbers. But no, the real thing.
This is a warning, not a promise, folks, a warning. People will start to take care of it by themselves. And it will not be pretty. And it will not be nice. And it will not be just. But it will be order. And if you've ever seen, there's nothing uglier than a crowd that is out there seeking its own justice, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think the city of Minneapolis knows this. Here's hoping they're smart enough not to find out. When we come back, Todd Cruz joins us. He's running for the Minnesota House in District 53A. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Half off school tuition? It's real. Avail Academy, Blainer High School campus, is offering 50% off tuition for the upcoming school year for a new family. For more info, go to availacademy.org. Mention the voucher, availacademy.org.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here on WWTC The Patriot. The tax train is coming, and if you're not protected, it can derail your retirement plans. If you currently have a 401k or IRA, Uncle Sam could take a big bite out of your retirement savings unnecessarily. David McKnight, retirement strategist, author of the national best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and host of the Power of Zero radio show, can help you dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes in retirement. You've earned it, you've saved it, now protect it by going to thepowerofzeroshow.com or by calling 844-574-1400. His strategies have helped thousands of Americans get on the road to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. Think you can't protect your savings from runaway government spending and taxes? Think again. A solid plan could save you hundreds of thousands in retirement. Book your personalized session today with David. Call 844-574-1400 or online, thepowerofzeroshow.com.
Investment advisory services offered through POZ Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget the Stand With Israel tour. It's one of our enduring, ongoing favorites year in, year out. People love going to Israel with the AM 12A, the Patriots, Salem radio crew. This year, it's going to be this December. It's going to be Dinesh D'Souza and Sebastian Gorka, and it's going to be spectacular. Spend a couple of weeks, I think it's 11 days, in the Holy Land with dozens of your closest friends, Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza. What could be better? Virtually nothing. It's a trick question. 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join us. Perhaps you've heard, it's campaign season. And with us to talk, one of the few people we've talked with lately who isn't going to be duking it out on Tuesday for a primary, which means we get 100 days of head start running for the actual general election. Our next guest here on the broadcast today, from the GOP-endorsed candidate in District 53A, Todd Cruz joins us. Todd, welcome to the Northern Alliance. How are you doing today?
Hello, Mitch. Thanks for the opportunity. Doing well.
Absolutely.
Good to see a break in the weather here.
That's right. That's right. And believe me, being a winter person, I'm enjoying it more than most. So you are running for the Minnesota State House in District 53A. We'll talk about the district in a minute here. Why don't I start by introducing you to the audience? Who are you? What do you do in real life? And we'll move on from there.
Well, Todd Cruz, and I lived in Minnesota most of my career, but I guess, and I'd focus on the diversity of my career. I've worked throughout the Midwest. For a while, I worked Minnesota through Texas for a trade association. Lived in Arizona for a while, Washington, D.C., and in London and Brussels. All of that added up, I've seen a lot of different cultures, a lot of different government systems, because most of my career I've worked in public affairs. I've done some direct lobbying. I was a college instructor, so I understand PSEO students via high school, which is definitely something to talk about, Mitch. And I like to point out I'm kind of unique out there because I don't know a lot of academics who have managed a factory, which I've also done. And a unique theme across all of that is employee training. And I go out door knocking, not just at homes, but I've been doing a lot of businesses. And I pose the question, where's your pain? You know, what issues should I know? Taxes, regulation? And they go, nope, worker shortage. Even if you have people on the payroll, they come and go or they lack a lot of skill sets that are needed today. So that's a quick summation of the last, you know, I became a candidate May 26th, and those are the conversations I've had.
So was there anything in particular that decided you to run for the Minnesota House? I mean, was there some straw that broke the camel's back, some outrage that jumped out of the blue at you, or has this been something you've been pondering for a while?
I guess pondering since 1976. Don't want to brag, but I ran.
So you're not given to rash decisions is what you're saying.
No, I like to think it through like a cheap German farmer. But
that's right.
In 1976, I ran for president of the United States in a fifth grade mock election. And I don't want to brag, but I won. So I've been living off the pension ever since.
Your Secret Service people must be bored out of their skulls.
They've seen a lot of changes in my life. But, you know, for me, it's family heritage. My dad, very involved in the community. My grandfather was a county supervisor. Here we call it commissioner. And just, you know, through Boy Scouts, service clubs, I've just been really engaged in the community. Because I always like to pose the question, if you had a windfall of, say, let's $100, would you write a check to the state of Minnesota or give it to your religious institute or a service club? Yeah. You know, for me, it's easy. The Rotary Club or the Moose Lodge would get it before the government would. I bring that up because we do have a law called Tax Me More. Anybody, we don't have to raise any taxes. People can just wire money over to the state if they want. So that option's out there. So the House seat itself, yeah, it's the accumulation of things. One, you know, my children are basically raised and pretty much on their own. Yeah. Two, I've spent decades working in some kind of public policy, either as a direct lobbyist or a business owner with issues, and teaching people. And when I teach American government and people or macroeconomics, that's a great example. I say, welcome to class. What is it you want to learn this semester? If I did a tally count, the number one answer is, how does the whole thing work? Meaning the largest economy in the world, right?
Yeah.
That's what the question is about. It's concerning. And I now, currently I offer a community education class, basically on call, if a group wants me to teach some course. Last week, and it was not a political campaign kind of event. I was very clear. I said, I'm not here to campaign. Plus, it's out of the district. I taught a seminar at the Union Gospel Mission, which coincidentally, they're celebrating 120 years today. Wow. As their anniversary. And that's where we should work. When I teach, I focus on the three sectors of society, the public sector, the private sector, which is profits, right?
Right.
Taxes over here and then profits. And that third sector, civil society, nonprofit. Union Gospel Mission, for my money and my time, they help people more than programs I've seen governments do, like Feeding Our Future. I don't know what the current count is, $200 million gone. We ran money through Minneapolis to apparently buy homes in Kenya.
Yeah, so. And pretty soon we'll be talking some serious money if this keeps up. And by the way, the only thing different about Feeding Our Future has been it's been bigger than some of the other nonprofits scandals we've had. Certainly, taming the nonprofit industrial complex is something that has to happen someday when the grownups are in charge of government again here. So Todd Cruz, again, running for the Minnesota House in District 53A. Where is 53A again, for those of us who don't live there?
So geographically, it's dominated by the city of Embry-Grove Heights, except for like three precincts. And that's the largest population center. And then it's the southern half of West St. Paul, and those two are contiguous. And then it's one precinct in Mendota Heights, and then the entire city of Sunfish Lake, which is worth talking about.
Yeah.
And Lilydale. And I mentioned Sunfish Lake because, you know, it's the classic rule, Mitch. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Never lived there. You know, I know some people that do, and I've never really thought about the city, but now as a candidate, I called through every city council member, mayor in the district. I said, once elected, I am your servant. You know, you are my clients, my constituents, so we should know each other. So I talked to the mayor of Sunfish Lake. This city basically has no government functions. They outsource everything to other cities.
Right.
So that's unique. But the thing I was most intrigued by was basically a non-government solution to things. The mayor is an attorney. One of his specialties is mediation services. So if neighbors are in conflict with each other, instead of some city council ordinance or the court system, he calls it mediation coffees. And he'll get the two neighbors together, and he facilitates a mediation to resolve the issue, and they sign off on that agreement.
It is an interesting place. I have known people involved in Sunfish Lake government. It's the kind of place that seems like it could not exist anywhere outside the North Woods, and the fact that it's right there along 101, or I guess Crosstown these days, continues to blow my mind every time I hear more about the place. There's so much to
encouraging.
It really is. It really is. We're talking with Todd Cruz, GOP-endorsed candidate in District 53A. So we got about a minute and a half in this, actually probably about 2.5 minutes in this segment. You mentioned talking with businesses. The worker shortage is the big problem here. Of course, we have the DFL is bragging about the low unemployment rate right now. We'll come back to business issues in a moment, Todd Cruz, but let's talk about what you're hearing from the rest of the district. When you go door to door, when you meet with people around and about 53A, what are the non-business potential constituents of yours telling you right now?
Yeah, so earlier you asked me, you know, kind of background just to shore that up a bit. I do employee training, and I do consulting for a group called Made in America. So basically I'm a matchmaker. Companies that produce stuff in the country, I introduce them to each other, and just it's fantastic cross-networking. On the employee training side, you know, I talk to residents, constituents, people I meet through the training, and here's where we are. Inflation, of course, and law and order issues, to the point where some of the employee training I do, people are, the ones that want to work are putting in for overtime so they get the time and a half pay so they can pay for gas.
Yeah.
One person, because, you know, once you check in, you're like, oh, you know, let's go over who needs to be trained. One person wasn't working there anymore, and I heard through a colleague he was spending $600 a month on Uber transportation.
Jeez.
Because he didn't have a car, you know. Of course, I guess he didn't carry insurance. I didn't ask. But he simply had to move on and find something else.
Wow.
But, you know, one person specifically, I'll use a generic name, Mary, was, you know, she's working full time already, but she's putting herself down to get scheduled up so she can, you know, her rent, she told me her rent's going up. I don't know. I think it was $80 a month.
Yeah.
So she signed up for overtime just to cover those. And it's not just gas prices. It's the supply chain.
Yeah.
Right? Those goods and services we want delivered, that all adds up through the supply chain.
We are talking with GOP-endorsed candidate for House District 53A, Todd Cruz, 651-289-4488 if you have questions or comments. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk a little more with Mr. Cruz when we come back. This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Let Full Service Battery put the juice in your summer with their in-stock supply of batteries. Let them help you get your motorcycles, golf carts, boats, or RV campers charged up and ready to go. Get prepared now to take those trips by stopping into Full Service Battery. They have what you need for all your summer fun activities. If you're looking for the lowest prices in town where you know you'll get great customer service, go to Full Service Battery. Find them online today at fullservicebattery.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted each year, leading to injuries and death. They know that if someone doesn't lawfully comply or resists, force may have to be used to obtain compliance. Nobody likes it, especially police. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Don't argue, resist, or flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now. Complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. Learn more at nationalpolice.org.
A journey to Israel this November will impact you forever. Join Sebastian Gorka, Dinesh D'Souza, and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, for 10 life-changing days. Register today at StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. 18 years strong, dominating Twin Cities weekend radio. Find out why every weekend. Well, I mean, that's what you're doing right now. So congratulations. Step one accomplished. We're talking with Todd Cruz, the GOP-endorsed candidate for District 53A in the southeast side of St. Paul, essentially. Todd, what's your website? Let's make sure we get the business done here before we go back to policy stuff here. What's your campaign website?
Yeah, so it's votecruz.com, and Cruz is K-R-U-S-E. No spaces or anything, just votecruz, K-R-U-S-E.com.
I'll post that at shotinthedark.info later on in the broadcast. You'll make sure we get that out here. So we were talking during the break, and you're saying the electoral map has been changing for quite some time, 40 years really, but it's really been accelerating lately as an awful lot of voters are moving to the southwest and to some extent the rural west as well. Minnesota held on to a congressional seat by the skin of its teeth, really. Some have said it's incompetence on the vote counter's part. Some have said it's just more New Yorkers died of COVID. Either way, we held on to our 8th congressional seat by the skin of our teeth, Todd Cruz. You had some observations about that fact during the break. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mitch. You alluded to it. Based on the U.S. Census, and just a reminder, because sadly, I've taught enough college. I've been at 12 colleges and 2 state prisons. And for me, it's a scared straight program. I try not to speed now because going to Stillwater Prison kind of scared the hell out of me. Uh-huh. So, but you learn a lot about education reform, and I'm going to talk about the census because this is all related. One of my students walked up to me. I was a bit intimidated because he looked like an NFL lineman, and he was crying. And, you know, so, maybe a third of the inmates were on medication. So I'm a little concerned. I said, "Are you doing all right? Anything I can do?" And he goes, "Man, in all my life, you're the only instructor that's cared about my performance."
Wow.
Now, I'm not a genius. Education Minnesota didn't name me Teacher of the Year, which is a whole nother issue. We could do a third segment just on education because of my background. I went through their process asking for their endorsement.
Right.
They asked 6 questions. I probably agreed with them on 0.5 of the 6.
Right.
Of course, one of the questions was, would you fully fund education by creating a 5th highest tax bracket and increasing business taxes? If the business community doesn't support me, they have a bigger problem than who wins in November.
Right.
Because my response was, we need to dismantle and throw out the tax code and actually create transparency, because transparency is fair and equitable. No one has read through the 80,000 pages of the federal tax code, or however many thousand we have at the state level. No one can tell me it's fair and equitable. So they probably didn't endorse me because of that response. But politically, I bring it up because the challenge with teaching, my opponent's a K-5 teacher, and you talk about the education industrial complex. My DFL opponent, this is, teaches in the St. Paul School District, but she lives in Ember Grove Heights, where she serves on the local school board. So via the network, they kind of all look out for each other. This is what is stacked against us.
Yeah.
I like to say, and I just did a lunch meeting yesterday with some political leaders, and I said, what's our largest political parties? Yeah, you might say Republican and DFL. I would argue Education Minnesota is probably more so, because their field offices never close.
Yeah.
They're operating 12 months out of the year every year. So K-12 produces graduates. The challenge is 2 things happen: great inflation and social promotion. By the time I get them in college, there are some flaws, because the way I teach is, when you produce a research paper or a presentation, I will grade you based on the mindset, would someone pay you for this work? Because ultimately, they will graduate or not graduate, right? And they're working somewhere. If they're not living in their parents' basement, they should understand the value proposition. You produce a good or a service, and someone pays you for that. That is free enterprise at the most rudimentary level. So when we look from a macro standpoint, the country, you have the freedom in this country to vote with your feet. As long as you can sort out your real estate and relocation needs, you can move anywhere you want. We do not have an internal passport, like I witnessed when I toured the Soviet Union in 1986.
Right.
I have seen socialism and central planning firsthand. This is not what we should have in Minnesota. Oh, wait, we do.
Yeah.
So it's not the path for us to be on. So I like to say our state is suffering from the Lake Wobegon effect, where we're convinced we're still living in the Minnesota miracle of Governor Wendell Anderson.
Yep.
and he's holding the fish, right, on Time Magazine. I actually contacted Time Magazine. I said, hey, it's 2022. You might want to do a follow-up story. Because we're suffering from the Lake Wobegon effect where, hey, everything's good. We're above average, right? All we have to do, and in one sentence, I can sum up the alternative on November 8th, and it's Governor Walz. One sentence. We need to fully fund education so one Minnesota can move forward together. Oh, I added some Kamala Harris in there, right? Together.
Minus the cackle. Yeah.
Right. So in that one sentence sums up his campaign versus myself, where I say, if the objective of education is to educate students to be employees or their own business owners, I'm not certain we're doing that. Maybe we should merge Department of Education with DEED, which is the Department of Employment and Economic Development, coupled with phasing out all business corporate income taxes. That's a whole nother presentation I do on what those actually mean. But coupled with phasing out all these workforce development programs, because here's the math. And this is another reason people are leaving the state. The person I wanted to be my treasurer, what did he do when I asked him? He bought a house in Florida and retired.
Yeah.
Not a direct causation, but, you know, that's where the hell my network's going.
Todd, mine as well. Todd Cruz, we're down to about 20 seconds here. We need to do this. You're not facing a primary on Tuesday, so we have time to do this again before November. Let's definitely talk a little more about policy. But in the next 20 seconds, your website, how people can find out more about you and your campaign, maybe contribute a few bucks.
Yeah, I'd recommend contributing, sitting at home. I'll take care of the rest.
That's right.
No, we, you know, every campaign, any arms and legs and name ID. If you can help with any of those three, it helps every candidate, not just me.
Absolutely.
I'm helping other candidates myself because I hear something, I notify other people, and you do the cross-networking. So it's VoteCruz, KRUSE.com. You can contribute online via WinRed. A vendor that everybody uses.
Absolutely.
Checks go to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 2282, Amber Grove. All of the details are on the website.
And we are hard up against the break. Todd Cruz, we will do this again shortly between now and November. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mitch.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Be right back.
Is God calling you to share your educational gifts in a faith-infused environment? Teaching at Epiphany Catholic School is an opportunity to inspire children to use their talents to serve God, a chance to help form young people to make an impact in this world. If you're a Catholic teacher who truly desires to shape young minds to reach their fullest potential through a Catholic worldview, Epiphany Catholic School would like to meet you. At Epiphany, Christ isn't an afterthought, but the center of the school. We are a growing Catholic preschool through 8th grade school near Minneapolis. We're searching for Catholic teachers who understand that teaching children isn't just a job. It's a calling to inspire students to become true and good. For more information about joining Epiphany Catholic School's teaching team, visit epiphanymn.org and look under the resource tab for job postings. That's epiphanymn.org. Epiphany Catholic School, forming saints and citizens for this world and the next. Visit epiphanymn.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. That's 800-457-9220.
Summertime! Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us.
Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
Anyone?
Too often, digital campaigns fail because it's being handled by someone inexperienced.
It's time for Salem Surround, because our specialists break through all the clutter and put your message and your business front and center. Our team is the best of the best, with years of experience and superior ideas and innovations. Salem Surround is obsessed with your success. No cookie cutter treatments here. Everything is tailored to you, your company, and your message.
With Salem Surround, you get it all. From up-to-the-minute analytic reports and insight to managing every aspect of your digital and marketing needs.
So let's turn up the volume on your business. Get started with Salem Surround today.
Learn more at SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com. Connecting you with new customers.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.